The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
Ralph, I just started Legion of Skanks. We'll call you back after the show. Just read the text message that I sent to you and Shannon. I'm furious. Yeah, I'll call you back.
Well, now I got to know what you're furious about.
Welcome to Legion of Skanks.
Hey, everybody. It's Legion of Skanks. We're coming to you from our StreamYard show. What?
What?
I'm Big J. Okerson. Yeah, the Skanks are all here, everybody. Of course, you know Davey Smith.
What's up, people?
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake, defending and reigning Ellis Mania champ, Luis J. Gomez.
Yes, baby boys. I'm fucking hyped. Furious. Ready. What a great show. No. I'm not furious. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
You just said hyped, the seconds before we started recording, the words, I'm furious.
No. It's on recording. I'm furious. Talk to Shannon and them. I'm furious.
Luis, I don't want to... Luis throws I'm furiouses out there, like ums. It's just he doesn't even think about it.
I'm furious.
He goes, let me think about it. Furious. Furious.
So I got to go to the supermarket. I got to drop off my laundry. I got to get a new bike for James. Furious. Go to the park.
Furious. Pick up James. Fucking I'm furious.
Furious.
No, I'm not furious. I'm in a good mood, and I'm very happy, and I'm very happy to have you guys as my friends. I'm very happy to have my staff as my staff.
Aww.
Right, but you're furious. Staff, not your friends?
No, my staff used to be my friends. Now I'm separating them.
Because he's furious.
Because I'm furious. Alex, you are my friend. Alex came out to the Depraved last night. Shout out to everyone that came out to the Depraved. Stress Factory, been fucking killing it. So much fun. Alex took fucking acid. At one point, I looked over at Alex, and she was fucking zonked out of her mind.
Yeah. No vaccine for her, though.
Did she not get a vaccine?
No, just random acid. It's brilliant. You guys are all brilliant.
Well, no, Dougie, people fucking say that a lot. They're like, oh, dude, you won't take the vaccine, but you'll take Coke. I'm like, yeah, but Coke
right.
High, Dougie. I'm choosing to do Coke.
I don't know. I don't think it's a good comparison. As that shit's going to be fucking... No, it's how so? It's not. That's not going to like.
Stranger gives you substance put in your body. You have no idea what stays with you. There's people who have gotten dosed with something and been fucked up for life.
Okay, I mean it's true, but
well, here goes Jay again with his dosing bullshit.
People have been taking drugs forever.
Right. Is new. Alex, you could jump on. You don't have to just chat with us like you're a fucking robot from the future.
All vaccines are new at some point.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just seems like.
It seems like you're listening to Dave and his rhetoric, and that's what's happening.
I'm not against the vaccine if people want to take it. I just don't think there's a great argument for everyone to take it. There are definitely some people who I don't think it makes sense to take it.
Yeah, some people are too fucking strong for the vaccine, doggy.
Is that what it is? Are you implying?
Alex, did you not get the vaccine?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy. I just thought it was me and Dave that were retarded. I was like, no, dude, because here's my thing. I just can't put my finger on why I don't want to get it, but I just don't want to be forced to get it. It's making me furious. I'm like, no, dude, Dave, fuck you.
You know what's funny, Dave? I'll talk to you about it all day, and I appreciate that your intelligence and your arguments for it. You know what I mean? And I'll hear that. Having Robbie Bernstein regurge your stuff makes it all sound like bullshit. And I've never wanted to get away from someone so fast at a comedy club than Robbie Bernstein, this Jewish child yammering to me about history. What a dope.
Jay, pull your mic away from me a little bit. Just
I mean, I'll tell you, Rob's done a lot of research on this shit. He's not just regurging my talking points. He knows what he's talking about.
He's a dumb child.
He got Robbie Bernstein's fucking Jewish back, doggy.
Well, I think I don't know what he was saying, but I don't necessarily think
he was just preaching at a comedy club. It was so lame sounding. I had to walk. Me and several people had to walk away.
All right.
Robbie Bernstein rules. I'll get his back too. Jay, maybe you shouldn't have walked away. Maybe you should have opened your ears a little bit and listened.
Maybe
a little
you were more. Only a few more minutes away from really learning something.
Wow.
Let's get Robbie Bernstein to teach me shit.
Jay's so condescending. Robbie Bernstein, and I mean this, is probably three times as smart as Big Jay.
It's true.
Yes.
And why is he Dave's fucking second fiddle?
Robbie Bernstein runs our entire sales ad sales department.
Great. Tell him to keep doing that.
I don't know. You're being very fucking condescending to a Robbie Bernstein. I don't know what Robbie Bernstein ever did to you. Robbie the Fire.
I consider myself more of his second fiddle. I mean, I'm kind of like Rob's assistant on the show. And
you do what he does? You do what he says?
Do you not know what's going on here at Gas Digital anymore? Robbie Bernstein is sort of king shit.
Really?
Comes in, gives a nice nut check to Lewis.
Cool. Well, then kisses I say, Robbie Bernstein, come fire me, pussy.
Kisses my girlfriend on the mouth.
Oh, Jay, seriously, dude, don't taunt him like that.
I challenge him. I challenge Robbie Bernstein.
Finger fucked Ralph's mom. Robbie the Fire Bernstein.
What's the research he's done? This is the fastest vaccine in history. Did he read the newspaper once?
No, dude, Rob like knows a lot of shit about it. I mean, maybe he was talking to you and you didn't feel like talking about it, but like he knows a lot of shit about it.
I don't know what Rob knows about this. I don't give a shit either. But you are being very condescending when you know absolutely nothing about it either, Jay. You know at the very least as much as Rob Bernstein. Or at the very most.
No, that's right. You know what got me actually? I'll tell you the line actually that made me go like, ugh. Was him saying, I was like, yeah, well, it said they're saying that virtually none of the hospitalizations or death are people who are vaccinated at all. And he'd already given me a bunch of like these people take and these numbers and facts and figures. And he goes, where are you getting those information from? That information. I'm like, the same place you're getting it from. An article you read. You're not a fucking scientist. Like, no one knows any more than anybody else. It's just whatever you choose to read and believe.
All right.
Hell yeah. Fuck you, Robbie Bernstein. Big J's coming for you.
Back.
I don't know, man.
I don't know people.
I don't give a shit. I don't know why I'm arguing with my friend Big J for Robbie Bernstein. Fuck when you, Robbie Bernstein. Suck a fucking dick, bro.
No, it's when people don't know more than me and they're like, where'd you get your information? Like, the same kind of thing you got it from.
Yeah, nobody
you just
knows
chose
shit.
To believe that one. Yeah.
Nobody knows shit. There's like fucking 18 people in the world who know really what's going on and they're bazillionaires and they're really powerful.
And they're lizard people.
They are. They really are, Dougie. I'm not going to get crazy. And I don't want to go down that path. But you know,
lizards wearing human skin.
I'll just say that they're probably closer to Bernsteins than Gomez's, okay?
I'll give you that, dude.
No question.
I'll give you that. Much less Gomez's than Bernsteins involved in those decisions.
If you run in the circles of the ruling elite, you're going to come across a lot more Bernsteins than Gomez's. That's for sure.
The world goes into a complete upheaval, and I got to choose someone to listen to, Luis J. Gomez or Robbie Bernstein. I'm probably going back to Robbie Bernstein.
Now that offended me. I don't know why. As soon as you said that, now I'm getting defended.
Robbie Bernstein. I'd follow you, buddy.
I really like the idea of the world going to shit, and then Jay has to tuck his tail and go back to Rob and be like, "So where did you read those stats again?
Yeah, where was your stats from? You're right. Everyone's sterile now.
Oh, your stats are better than my stats.
They sterilized black people.
The problem with Robbie Bernstein is that he. I wish. Can you pull up a picture of Bernstein? I don't even know if they exist.
He looks like he's a person who goes to camp, not even a counselor, and he can't tell me about facts and figures. I won't take it serious.
That's not the problem with Robbie Bernstein. The problem with Robbie Bernstein is that his head is so sadly shaped and colored, like in the fact that he lost his hair the way he did when he was this young.
I'm not going to argue with any of the points that are being made right here. But he's great.
Yeah, but you can't really see it, dude, because like now he shaved his head completely and he looks like a fucking true. What was that movie about the skinheads in college? Higher Learning?
Do you know what it is off of it? You're right. Yeah, it's Remy. He's like Remy.
Yes. You guys are getting closer and closer to the reason he's my go-to guy.
Pull up Remy and I are learning. That's fucking Robbie Burns.
Rappaport. But you know what it is? It's also like this. Like, there's no, like, he's sitting at a comic. I just don't feel any, like, he's a comedian, right? Like, I don't feel like a jovial nature off him. He seems like he wants to talk about politics. I don't know. It just seems like.
Did you just read Dave Smith's bio to us?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
non-jovial, wants to talk about politics.
But Dave doesn't come to comedy clubs.
Everyone's getting it today. The Libertarian Party is getting dunked on by Big J Okerson. There he is, Robbie. Oh my God!
I didn't realize it was that close either. Jesus,
wow. Hey, it was like Robbie.
You know, Robbie, I apologize, dude. Your numbers and facts and figures are probably right. I'm a friend, dude. I'm not like those black guys getting all that stuff.
Please pull up more pictures of Remy from. That's crazy. I didn't realize.
How much bring up the pictures of Remy before he turned into a skinhead. It looks like Robbie when he started working with Dave.
I know, dude. Dude, Jewish skinhead is a hard one. You're like, dude, I can't explain it. It's like Jews for Jesus. It's like a cooler Jews for Jesus.
Busta Rhymes. Damn, remember when he wasn't fat and cool?
Yeah, like that's Robbie Bernstein when he doesn't hit his sales quota for the month.
Oh man, Blue Chew's pulling back. Yeah, there, go to the party scene, the early one when he's got the hair. It's Robbie before he worked with you.
I wish he was here to defend himself.
Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. I've had a good influence on the kid.
No, it's
way better than the after.
No, Robbie's awesome. Robbie's a great co-host for your show. And Robbie's a very funny comedian, to be honest with you.
Dude, Rob fucking kills, dude. What he opens for me on the road, well, fucking kills. Fucking
crazy kills.
He does, dude.
Yeah. No, he kills people with that rifle.
Yeah.
Dave's
a skinhead.
Dave performs exclusively at skinhead rallies.
Yeah, dude. He fucking murders.
I'm not saying it would translate to every audience. I'm saying the audiences that I've been to.
He murders.
Dude, I don't want to. You never want to respond to like people like just straight up trolls, which Kevin Brennan is. But his latest one is just funny to me. I mean, it's, I don't want to be like, I had to respond to it.
Did you get in on it?
I responded today. He goes at Dave for some reason. I guess he's just decided he doesn't like Dave out of the three of us.
My politics or something.
I don't think he likes us in general, but I think he thinks you're the weakest. Gazelle, I think that's what's going on.
He's always friendly to me when I see him.
He's very friendly to me too, but I think I just think at the end of the day, I have no idea why it's Dave specifically, because I don't think he gives a fuck about politics.
It's got to be politics.
I don't even remember because he tweeted something a while back, and I just find it like a weird kind of sad thing. So I just like didn't respond.
It was an all out. I responded once to this.
I forget
the exact wording of the one thing. The only one that I saw. I didn't see a new one, but where he went, it was just like such. It seemed like an out of nowhere that I assume it was only politics driven. But I think that's what it is.
He podcasts with
whatchamacallit now too.
Chad Zumach.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had Kevin on a while ago. I guess remember he was mad. Because we didn't like introduce,
but then I bombarded his show at SiriusXM, and he was like, he ended up laughing about it and being like, yeah, I guess you're right.
He came on Real Ass Podcast since, and it's been fine. He's just a fucking weird dude. He's a weird duck. He's got a weird energy.
Set the record for getting the shit slapped out of him by more comedians.
Dude, the porcelain documentary is great.
Well, he goes at Dave. What did he even say about Dave? I saw something.
It was something about me boycotting clubs.
Christy Mayer tweeted something. Let me see. I gotta make this bigger because I can't really read it when it's this size. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, I guess right here. I'm sure Dave Smith supports the boycott because he doesn't work at any New York City clubs either, and he was responding to Christy Mayer. And then he goes, if Dave is such a huge audience, why is he never able to do stand-up in any New York City clubs?
But how would he even like be privy to if you are or aren't?
I don't really work in New York clubs, and I do pretty well on the road.
I just have like a why is he following Dave so closely? He's generations ahead of Dave. Yes. It's like if it makes sense, if he was coming at me, it would make more sense because I was around him more. Like Kev, like you haven't been around Kevin Brennan a ton.
No, I don't. I don't know him like, aside from like being on the podcast.
Right, that's what I mean. Really, yeah,
this guy. But it's also just a very weird. It's such a like dinosaur way to like criticize me that you're past at more clubs than
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Like okay,
that's antiquated. Yeah, like for sure.
Wow, that's yeah. Okay, so you're past at all these clubs, and how long have you been past all these clubs? Like I'm 30 years. Like how long has he been in the club scene? And I have
30 plus 30.
I have like way more fans than he does. So. Okay, I mean,
legit.
Well, in the metrics, in the metrics that matter,
I was gonna say, even from him, like broadcasting, is it really like your numbers? I don't know Kev's numbers at all. I know yours.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got like leaps. We're talking about like a wild, like wildly large difference. And here's the thing: like he's from the old,
like on Twitter. I mean, I don't know if that's the end all be all metric, but I mean, I think I have like 120,000 followers more than he does, or something like that. He's literally sitting there saying like. Dave doesn't even work the Comedy Cellar. It's like, yeah, that was cool. The idea of that was cool to me like 12 years ago.
Well, that's like an old school metric. The old guard's like, how many clubs are you? It's like nobody cares. Like, it's fans. It's fans, followers, cash, fucking. How you're setting yourself up for your future. And I'm not being shitty to Kevin because I think Kevin's a very, very funny comedian. I think he's a good broadcaster. Sure. And I like Kevin. But for him to keep on taking shots, like, no, he said he was like, he was, and yet he sells zero tickets. And that's when I chimed in. I was like, to be fair, Dave draws more than you or I. Knock him all you want, but he has the Skanks audience behind him, and he's built a huge libertarian audience outside of that. Dave sells out almost anything he does these days. I feel the need to catch your back, especially when it's like touting absolute bullshit. Yeah, it's like, it's not even.
I
mean, look.
I don't care. Like, I think I'm sure Kevin's a funny comic. I don't really like know his stand up that well. I also don't like who the fuck cares really, but I 100% draw more people than he does and have more fans. There's just no debating that. Like I'm more successful than he is in this world. And he could say, well, it's not the stand up scene as much as it's the fucking political scene or whatever. Okay. I don't care. I got a family to support. Like, you know, I don't fucking know funny, care what really you think is. I'm successful from. I'm the days, more successful.
The days of that with comedy are so. I feel bad because, like, when Josh Adam Irish just moved to town and he was like, you know, he called, like, getting into the Cellar, like, the final level boss. And it's like, I almost feel bad, like, grabbing him and being like, it don't mean what it used to mean, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't at all. Doesn't mean
anything. Josh, you should have kept that Porsche, doggy. That would have been like cooler. Like, it's a cooler story that you got a Porsche than you got into the Comedy Cellar. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's just
today. Like, I respect that way more than having to get into the Cellar. Who cares?
Keep that Porsche.
Also, like, being a, like, I don't even think he was taking the attitude of being like, I'm a better stand up comedian or something like that, but maybe he could make that argument. I don't know. Like, being good at stand up comedy just to me is not that impressive. Anymore, all of us are good at stand-up comedy. Lots of people are good at stand-up comedy.
If you're a professional stand-up comedian,
that's all I'm good at.
Well, you're actually, Jay, you're the funniest. You're the funniest person that we all know in any medium, whether it's
on radio,
stand-up comedy podcasts, you write a script, driving in a car, you're busting balls, you guys are doing a prank phone call. You're going to always be the funniest voice on
that. But if you take
that.
Also, Jay, like, I mean, obviously you're better and shit, but if you say, like, from you, like, say, I don't know, 8-9 years ago or something like that. You're really, really funny. But it's like, how impressive was your career at that point compared to now?
The thing that's
more impressive isn't like, oh, you're better at stand-up comedy, although I'm sure
what can you turn
are.
It into,
I You've
guess,
gotten better, really. But I don't think you've gotten exponentially better at stand-up comedy. You've progressed, obviously, but I think that's an excellent point. It's like, no. Like, at this point now, what you lay your head on a nice soft pillow at night because you go, oh, I've made something of myself.
Yeah.
The work that I've put in has turned into something that is, you know, I can be proud of.
Being great and no one seeing it is valueless.
Frustrating as fuck, dude. It makes you suicidal, dude.
I could never imagine talking shit to someone who I had a 30-year head start on about how I still have all the fucking club shit. And it's like, all right, dude.
Especially when we're all on the same side, dude. Like, what is going on here? Like, this is like, I, you know, like, we're... Kevin and you and the skanks are like it's very like, what is this contrived beef? Like, Kevin, we're the same fucking dudes. Like, we're the same. We want him to say fucked up jokes. Well, we're all trying to do shit ourselves. Nobody's been given a fucking break or a handout here. We're all like fucking. So I don't. And it's very contrived. And he does.
And he's a dog. And he's a dog, man. He's been in the fucking race but for this a is long the thing time. That's like trying to get that thing, you know.
Well, but this is the thing, right? Is that it's like, and this was I honestly, why I didn't respond last time. I find this kind of sad. Like, I don't want to like fucking beat up on Kevin physically, or you know, like,
no, but it's like you just said, Dave. That's the reality is
he's punching up by coming at me. That's kind of sad, to be honest. Like,
it's why, like, it's why, like, I just try to be.
He's trying to click up.
Yeah,
it's why I try to be congratulatory more for people who have like zipped by me still and far more successful than me now, because like the bitterness on that is only always going to read just that. You know what I mean? So you're,
yeah, of course.
I'm telling somebody more. So if I just, and I'm just picking like a, like Andrew Schultz is like more financially successful than I am by far. If I was like, Schultz couldn't hold my dick on stage, like I'll get housed. Like he can house me in that conversation. It's like, okay, well,
and he's also a monster. Fill,
no, he is. I'm just saying as the name of someone who's like younger than me, who like zipped by with like success.
No, I understand.
I'm saying like
point.
If he was like, yeah, well, I can go sell out a fucking, you know, small, yeah, so a big theater into? Right now. And you're like, yeah, I guess and you look, could turn it into
the
like,
reality,
what does that matter?
The reality of
matter.
The situation is just like, I mean, look, like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, Kevin works more clubs than me and has passed at more clubs and I have more fans and make more money. Like, I don't know what you could value, whichever one you want to. But when it comes to like stand up comedy,
passing the clubs like, also means nothing, Dave. Well, also, because that. Good.
Yeah, when it comes to stand up comedy, like I'm a strong comic. Everyone who knows my stand up knows that. It's not like I couldn't follow Kevin on any fucking show, would be like intimidated to do it or something like that. It's like, yeah, we are all good at this. What does that mean? You he's got like a family. Yeah. You've got kids and shit. Who cares who's fucking better at stand up? Who's fucking like providing more?
Well, look, the reality is, I think he just wants us to talk about him on the like. I think that's what's going on. Yeah, but we would have him on the fucking show because we like it. We would have.
No,
because we liked him.
The thing I say about the clubs too is like really what that's such a early in the game stat measure of things. Like, are you going to get into these clubs? Because once you're in those clubs, like I said, once you're working all the clubs, like great. It's like, so you're working the most amount of places where you go and like. You're just performing for like people who came to a comedy club. It's like, really, what numbers can you put on fucking seats? And also, do you sell tickets at those showcase clubs too? Which I think all of us do if we're doing one. Like, if I do Stand or the Cellar, like,
oh yeah,
there's a portion of the audience that are there for me particularly.
Yeah.
And you could tell it in their reaction. So it's like,
but I also don't like, and this has been true for a long time. Like, I just don't really give a fuck at this point in my career about doing 15 minutes for $75 in front, like what, like I care about fucking like doing an hour in front of a room that came to see me. Like that's more where my focus is.
Yeah. Where you work out, wherever you work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know.
It doesn't really matter if it's the seller or Uncle Vinny's or whatever. It doesn't matter.
It means nothing.
It's not going to be Equinox because they're requiring vaccinations.
That was my old workout spot.
Damn.
I don't never it, lifted weights or anything. Just tell jokes.
Damn.
Bombed.
Damn.
Well, anyway, whatever, dude. I don't have a beef with Kevin.
I don't dislike the guy. I think this is all contrived and everything.
Yeah.
And it's kind of silly, I don't have anything against
it. Yeah, it's pro wrestling. Sometimes you got to throw it out there. Fuck you, Kevin Braddon. Hey, Chad Zumok, I'm coming after you. I'm going to fuck your girlfriend with Big J's cock. She's going to be like, what is that?
Yeah, is he back with a girlfriend?
I don't know. So I'm going to fuck her with your cock, dude.
I just saw her. He lives in Florida, I think.
Well, she's a fucking Orlando. A real Florida pig. That bitch has herpes, probably.
She didn't fuck me that weekend.
Hey, he didn't fuck me.
I just got Chad Zumok.
Oh, you got Zumoked, doggy.
Got Zumoked.
I like Chad. Yeah. I like Kevin. I like all these people. I don't want to have a beef, but, you know, if they want to have a podcast war, we could have a podcast war. We could fucking roll.
We could always have a podcast war.
We could roll, doggy. That's our world. It's where we live. It's where we breathe. Drama is me and Dave dressing up as Chad Zumok and Kevin Brennan.
I can work on a Kevin Brennan impression if you can nail a Zumok.
I don't know. I got to hear what Zumok
says. No, Lewis. Like, yeah, you got to be a Zumok. We got to put a blonde wig on you and make you a Zumok.
Hi, I'm Chad Zumok.
Let's get a little Zumach audio. See if we can get the impressions down.
Can I? These two. Yeah. Can we hear Zumach and Kevin?
Let's see if we can do impressions. I'm not good at impressions, but I gotta hear
one of them.
I gotta feel it. I don't know if I just hear it.
Give us a little Zumach and Brennan.
Zumach and Brennan sounds like a great like classic rock group.
What's going on? Does it take a long time to find footage of them? Oh, hey,
what are these fucking boomers not know how to use iTunes? Oh,
do you gotta type in all the words? It doesn't even autocomplete for you. Bazoom.
Google was like, did you mean?
Did you mean Legion of Skeks? Gabagoosh.
Give me 1 minute, Alex says. Alex is actually masturbating right now.
But she only needs 1 minute to finish.
Yeah, she needs to finish it off.
Look at Jay just fucking chugging a Diet Coke. I judge people who drink Diet Coke now.
Why?
I had a Diet Coke a minute ago, by the way.
Fight camp?
I am in fight camp, and I shouldn't be drinking it. I cheated. It's like a little treat, but I am embarrassed because only fat people drink Diet Coke. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There's never been an in shape.
Talk about it. Maybe Kevin Brennan's right. That's a stand-up joke from the old 80s. Let me get everything on the menu and a Diet Coke, please.
No. I'm saying, in shape people do not drink Diet Coke. It is only fat people. In shape people drink water.
Yeah, no, I drink water. I drink fucking. I have a big water here from the plane. I always get a water for the airport.
It's just unopened, and you're drinking.
You know what it was?
I like to look through it.
Not only is it open, Louis, there's a bunch of it's gone. The side. No, you know what happened? Like the Starbucks here doesn't have my drink, so I was.
What
like,
is your drink?
Shit. Chai.
An extra large Diet Coke.
Extra large Diet Coke.
I'll have a venti Diet Coke.
Chai. But yeah, they didn't have it, so the lobby had Diet Coke and Coke.
Alex has video of them.
Yes.
It's such a porn.
Oh, with Ray DeVito.
Creepy porn thing.
Ray, was that the place I went to? Like, we hung out at?
That's not bad. You're getting there.
All right, let me go again.
I got to hear
circling it. I'm staying in Strongsville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where was I? Dean Martin was from Steubenville?
And then Dean Martin was from Steubenville? No.
Steubenville.
I can't hear myself.
Maybe,
is that still a thing?
Yeah, that's like Akron area.
Youngstown?
Dave Smith fucking sucks. He sucks.
Youngstown?
Yeah, that's
awesome. It's fucking Dave Smith guy.
He's got a little of the Philly accent, Kevin.
I can't do Kevin. Damn it. Jay, I feel like you could do Kevin if you tried. Forget listening to that.
No, that was why I needed that. What he said, I forget.
Do it off your memory. Go.
I can't. I have to hear it one more time and tell me if I do it.
Go.
Go back one more time, Alex. Okay, Alex, let's throw the tape.
Kevin, you should do one.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, that's like Akron.
That's still a thing?
Youngstown?
Youngstown? Youngstown?
Kevin, you know what you should do, Kevin?
Is that still a thing?
Why the fuck is Ray DeVito talking so much?
It's a little Kurt Metzger.
You know what the problem was? I didn't want to start on one of those shows.
Ray DeVito, that chin can hold a fucking Monopoly hotel.
God damn it, Ray DeVito.
I like Ray. I think he's going to open for me.
Is he? Yeah, Ray's funny. Ray's funny.
Ray's really funny. He's a good dude.
I think he moved back to Ohio, so Ray's, I think he's doing Cleveland with
him. He's fucking ugly.
He's a good dude. He's funny. He can't have it all. You know what I mean?
No one gets three things.
That fucking kisser was made for audio only podcasts.
Yeah, grow a real heavy beard, man.
Holy monkey face! Go back to his face for a second, Ray DeVito. I never realized how unattracted I am to. Are you sure? Pull up the greatest headshot ever with his.
No, I don't think he's not a bad looking guy. That's just.
But his literal. Cunt chin.
Yeah. I mean, it's a moose knuckle of a chin. He's got camel toe chin. That's pretty hilarious.
Oh,
podcast wars.
Oh, no. No. What? No what? Way.
Why?
What? What?
The Sixers signed Andre Drummond?
No. This is good. This is good.
Nick's got Kemba Walker?
This is good.
Lewis doesn't have AIDS?
Jay, the one surprise that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
Looks good.
What's the problem?
Say nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah, Alex. I'll text everyone right now.
Text right. me. Because Alex is really excited.
And the fans crazy like this.
Holy
shit, if you guys knew.
You want to be at Skankfest, doggy. Oh, shit.
Dude, what? No. Stop.
No, no, no. No, not like the thing.
I just texted you.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Oh, is that dude.
True? That's awesome.
That's amazing. Shut up, dude.
Say nothing else. Don't know hints. Don't even say a thing that you're thinking. Don't even. We're gonna move on.
It is what you just texted.
I just texted.
There's nothing else.
Can you just tell me this? Can you answer me this? What was it through? What was the ad?
No, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later.
Just imagine trying to give hints to the fans. Just answer me this. What was it of?
Does Christine know?
No. No one knows.
That's wild, dude.
All right, now it's getting comfortable how exciting this
is. Yes, I'm so happy. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com really is a great website. It's an online store with every auto part you can imagine at the best prices. It is truly your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. If you've ever had something wrong with your car, I recently just had to get my car fixed. None of us
here are dudes in that way. No. But what I do know, as we all know from going around this country,
A
lot of dudes listen to us.
Yeah.
So this is a good one for us here. I bet there's a lot of dudes that listen to us while they build a car.
There's probably a lot of real men in our audience, and maybe you're like Lewis, and you let your girlfriend drive your car, and now you need new auto parts.
Yeah. Hey, just because you live somewhere else doesn't mean you're not stupid.
So look, here's the thing. You can find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic or you're just a guy yourself that does, you know, fixes up your own cars, or if you want to even buy the parts and bring it to your local mechanic to save some cash, you can do that as well. If you have a car, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts that they have available for your car.
Is a lot of fun. Is a flux capacitor an auto part?
If it's a real auto part, they have it.
Rock Auto. That's all I know.
Okay.
Can you find a new brain for Optimus Prime? I don't know.
Can I get the Knight Rider in my car?
Knight Rider, it's the soul of the Knight Rider.
Do they sell Knight Rider's soul?
RockAuto.com is a website. There's no promo code needed because the pricing is already so incredible. But if you do order something, make sure you let them know that you heard them on the Legion of Skanks podcast. RockAuto.com. Okay, where were we? All right. So anyway, all right. If it all works out, it's going to be a nice Skankfest. Shout out to Yo Kratom. In fact, let's do plugs real quick. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest.
Is a special guest going to be from Youngstown? As I was doing Kevin Brennan.
Oh, good. Youngstown. Shout out to Yo Kratom supporting Skankfest. We are doing another ticket drop, just a very, very limited ticket drop. Daily passes for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Monday, August 16th at 12 noon Eastern. Make sure you guys, this is your last chance to buy tickets for Skankfest. Skankfest is going to blow people's fucking minds this year. We're doing shit we've never done before. It's the first time we've ever gone out of New York City, Houston, Texas, at the Secret Group. Skankfest.net is the website. Make sure you go there at 12 noon Eastern on Monday, August 16th. Shout out once again to Yo Kratom for sticking with us throughout this entire pandemic. Let's do other plugs while we're at it, Dave.
Yeah, well, we're doing things we've never done at Skankfest before. We're doing naked roast battle with intercourse. That's going to be different. Everyone has to be engaged in coitus while they lay their barbs on each other.
we're doing something else. Lewis is going to learn improv.
Pin the magnum on Dave.
Whose dick is this?
Whose dick is this? It's just the three of us.
Yeah. And our fans have to suck our dicks through a glory hole.
All of our fans will suck our dicks and see if they can tell by taste whose is whose.
Hell yeah. Dave's would fill their mouth so well.
No. Here's the thing. We and you are going to put our dicks through, and then Dave can only put his dick through a comparable amount.
I can't promise to do that.
You can't sell it on size or everyone's going to guess right. And we're going to lose a lot of cash.
I bet you Dave's girth is pretty fucking sweet, too.
Oh, I bet it gets. I bet it's one of those flat, thick ones too. You know what I'm talking about? Where they're like, they're not from bottom to top. They're not big, but it's like long and thick. And long.
Thanks for letting me know what you like. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. It looks like one of those fishtail braids. Yum.
Plugs, Dave.
August 8th, coming up in just a couple days, DC at the DC Comedy Loft, live stand-up show and a live part of The Problem with the great and brilliant Robbie the Fire Bernstein.
The never wrong.
Dr. Robert Bernstein?
He's like kind of an epidemiologist. I don't know exactly how you'd consider it. Also, BK Chris is hosting. He's on the shows with us as well. And then Rochester at the end of the month.
Chris from Brooklyn, MD?
Oh, DDS.
No, he goes, why would being a dentist make it a big deal? He goes, I don't know. I'm just running out of suffix.
I'm not going to tell you. You have to listen to everything Chris says. He's like a resident under Robbie Bernstein's tutelage. But anyway, those are the shows. Come check them out.
Hell yeah. Lewis, you want to do the rest of your stuff?
Sure, yeah, I got some other stuff coming up, guys. LewisofSkanks.com is my website. Check me out live this weekend, this Friday night this comes out. Yeah, so tomorrow night I'll be in Saratoga Springs at the Comedy Works, my first time there. Shows are, they might be sold out, maybe a couple tickets. I'll try to get tickets if you can come out. I think, Jay, you were just there, right?
No, I was in
Albany. Okay, never mind.
No, I was in Albany, which is like pretty close.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That Saratoga Springs Club is great.
Oh, is it? All right, great. I'm very excited about it.
That area is really cool, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. This Monday night, August 9th, Legion of Skanks and Friends live from Soul Joel's in Royersford, Pennsylvania. We'll be doing a live podcast taping, but before that, we're actually doing a live stand-up showcase with a bunch of our friends, including Zach Kimiko, Aaron Berg, obviously myself and Dave Smith, and more. So come out, hang out. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets, I don't know if it ever sells out because they could just add more tickets. More seats in the field, right?
Yeah, you can't sell out the earth.
Well, it's in a dome, right? It's in a dome now?
In my dome.
It's in your dome piece.
I don't know.
What's your maximum capacity here? And they're like, Pennsylvania.
Fucking earth. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Fucking yeah, it's, 10 it's billion.
Endless. It's endless.
So come out. It's going to be a lot of fun doing a live podcast in a field. This is going to be, we don't often do that, so it should be a lot of fun. Also on Monday night, if you guys are going to be watching Legion of Skanks, it's going to be the best of Aaron Berg, we've decided. The best of Aaron Berg is going to be coming with us to Pennsylvania as well. So, go watch that live Monday night, Legion of Skanks special presentation. And then we're going to be streaming the Legion of Skanks that we tape in Royersford on Tuesday. So make sure you guys tune in for that special stream on Tuesday night. And some other live shows coming up. It'll be at BJ Ryan's at the end of the month on the 26th of August with the great Zach Amico. And I got more dates coming up. A bunch of stuff is going to be added to my calendar next week.
BJ Ryan's that's the Boston spot?
Connecticut, somewhere in Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut? Okay.
Somewhere in Connecticut. Fairfield, something like that. You did it, I think, recently.
That's the one. I knew I did it, but I can't remember.
Anyway, whatever, guys. Come out to that. It'll be great. And also, if you love the show, go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. You get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of our shows. That's really the big, in my opinion, the big value is you get all of the shows. Start from the beginning. Go back and start and listen to the old school episodes, the audio-only episodes. Back when we started, before we had anything going on. And that's for all of our shows. Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. Album, SDR Show, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. There's 20 shows on the network, all incredible. Alex Scarlato and Kim Congdon do an incredible show called Broad Topics as well. You guys should check out their show. Alex is fucking hilarious. Kim is hilarious as well. In fact, we're going to do a little promo for Kim and in just a minute, actually. We have some pictures that are pretty fun and scandalous. What else? That's it for Major Plug.
Hell yeah, bigjcomedy.com for all my dates. I am currently in Raleigh, North Carolina. And as I sit here in Raleigh, North Carolina, I realize I'm actually at a show in Royersford. They just kept selling tickets. They made it all the way down.
They just kept selling tickets and they told everyone to turn around.
Yeah.
Now they're facing you.
Yeah, I think I'm watching Mad Dog Mattern right now perform.
Dude, I sold out Earth.
This dude sold out Earth. That's Kevin Hart's next move. But I'm in good nights right now in Raleigh. In 2 weeks, the 20th and 21st, Tampa Improv. Coming back, Florida. The weekend after that, 26th to the 28th, I will be in Comedy Works downtown Denver. And then that Sunday, me and Ari Shaffir, one night only, the Pittsburgh Improv. I don't know if tickets are still available. After that, San Diego, Charlotte, North Carolina, Levittown, New York, Governors, Moon Tower Fest coming up, NIAC, some fun stuff coming up.
Are you doing Levity Live?
Levity Live, yeah.
When are you doing that?
I'm doing that October 1, 2, and wait, let me see if it's...
Maybe I'll come to that with you if you have room.
I do.
It's my hometown. My sister works at that club.
Well, let's do it, dude. That's the 30th, September 30th through October 2nd.
Sweet.
So, yeah, let's do it. Me and Luis J. Gomez.
Sweet. Nigga.
Rockin' shit.
Rockin' in Rockland.
Rock and roll. Bonfire, of course, on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. We interviewed Wheatus last night.
A box of Wheaties?
No, Wheatus. I'm just a teenage jerk.
I thought you say Wheaties the same way some people say like diabetes instead of diabetes.
Oh, like an old black man? Diabetes. Yeah,
I got a box of Wheatus with some milk.
I'm gonna go get myself a bowl of Wheatus. It keeps my protein up and my brand good. Makes my doo-doo strong. 75 years old, motherfucker still doing chin up.
Got a box of Wheatus.
Give me a box of Wheatus. I remember when that pretty lady was a man on a box of Wheatus. I fought in Vietnam, so this motherfucker's gonna become a woman. Wheatus, you have lied to me.
Oh, fuck, dude. Any excuse for Jay to do an old black man, it really gets me every time. It never
part of the show.
Wheatus.
Wheatus?
It's like Luis J. Gomez meets an old black man. That should just be a show that Jay does a voice of.
I think Christine fell in love with the guy from Wheatus. She really like talk. I went outside after the show to go smoke. She usually comes out too, and she just stayed there and talked to Wheatus for so long. Took a picture with him, posted a picture with him with the song, but she doesn't do shit like that ever.
You know what I think is really cool?
What?
I have no idea who the fuck Wheatus is.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag
baby. Yeah. Yeah, they're a one-hit wonder.
All right. Yeah,
One-hit Wheatus.
Right? That's what I say. One-hit wonder.
One-hit no, Wheatus.
The guy at first, I think, did not dig me, but he came around. I with SDR
who
show.
Who cares?
I said to Ralph yesterday, I was like, I don't know if I should do the band ones with you. The musicians take themselves so seriously sometimes, they just don't come around. Some of them are great.
Everyone except for comedians take themselves seriously. And comedians take themselves seriously too.
Yeah, but I like know.
Actors, different way.
No, some musicians are really cool. And he ended up being really, really cool, actually. I liked him a lot. But in the beginning, I think he was trying to like...
Jay, hold on, keep on doing that. Keep on doing that with your hand. It looks like you're doing like a magic trick where smoke is coming from your fingers.
Are talking about how everyone else takes themselves too seriously while there's smoke coming up.
I mean,
face.
Dude, 311, the lead singer of that group can suck my fucking dick.
Come on like a nightmare. We're like, I'm going to go for it. Fucking around and what you got to show for it. Let it be known that I'm in the zone and whatever I need, I just pick up the phone because I'm true with it and you're new with it. I just swang the things and I'm through with it. I don't need friends that act like folks because I'm Nick Hexum, the one who knows about things because it takes two and we swang better than you and it's time for the dub and we roll to the club and you know just what I do while I'm hitting in the freak mode, putting on a load, sipping on some genie, then lo and behold, Univision comes from bottom to top and I just can't stop. 311 showing that the air's rarefied. Don't give a damn because the groove is hellified. Grew up punk, listening to funk. I'm a hyper type of fella that does not touch junk. You're at the back of the pack and the bottom of the pack. You bet.
Man, Lewis, you were not cool.
311 rule, dude. Fucking high.
You know what's funny is that Jay,
I never liked 311 ever as musically, but
you,
I like anybody as a person.
Let me say this, Jay. You are, and this is not an insult. This is a compliment. This is why you're so lovable. Is that you are inside still, like such a child at heart, and Jay's such a music fan that he thinks it's so neat that he gets to interview all these fucking musicians, and then you're like, oh, and I'm fucking hilarious, so they'll all like me because I'm funny. And I think when they take themselves too seriously and don't just like loosen up, I think it genuinely hurts you.
Hurts. Dude, what the guy from 311 did, I swear to you, Ralph said maybe before the show, I made like the similar joke before we started recording. But when we were recording, I said something about 311. They were just talking about something where it made sense for me to go. I go, oh, man, how many convertible Mustang 5.0s did girls get fingered into that song? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, fingering. Okay. And I, just like that, and I literally didn't speak the rest of the episode. That was in the first 2 minutes, and I shut down completely. They put a Ralph put a thing out that he'd give a free shirt to anybody who could tell when I checked out, and everyone was like, oh, it was the fingering thing for sure. I mean, the guy really did like a, the fingering thing again. Okay. And I was like, yep, fuck you, 311. Suck my dick.
All right, in defense.
You hate 311 now. Now it's over.
Fingering.
Well, I never liked their music, but I get there's people I don't like. Listen, the Verve pipe.
What do you mean you never liked their music? What did you like about it? You like their style? I like alien t-shirts and Jenko jeans.
No, I'm saying like I don't have to like the band to like the people when we interview them, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like we interviewed the guy, the Verve pipe guy, who I don't even know that one hit. The freshman.
Sweet.
No.
Symphony, life.
Now it's the different band.
What is that? It's the Verve.
That's the Verve. Yeah, I think it's the Verve. And they did the song "The Freshman," which I still.
We were only freshmen.
Yeah. Dun, 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 yes, dun, that band. Dun,
we
that
were guy, only freshmen.
That guy ruled. He ruled.
Did he?
He's fucking great. The drummer from Bad Company.
He's like, oh, dude, give me some fingering jokes. Come on, dude. I bet you got some.
Yeah, lead singer.
Patton Oswalt is in this band.
Yeah, lead singer Judas Priest rules. Like no great way. Guy, man. Some great dude. But some of them are just. That guy from Eve 6 is a cunt face and his fucking dumb twat girlfriend or
you know what,
wife, whatever.
Why? It's because it's all the one-hit wonder guys are terrible. Because they have that moment. They're taking themselves super seriously. They're up. It's almost like a Napoleon complex in music. They never grew beyond that one thing. And they have a fucking, they want you to know, like, no, they're serious musicians. And we're fucking, whereas like people that are comfortable with their success just in general, they, you know, they're just fucking more chill. They're like, they don't give a fuck.
Dude, somebody we know hired Smash Mouth for their wedding, and he got hammered and ruined ruined that part of the wedding. Like Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth ruined the wedding?
Ruined the wedding. I mean, not ruined the wedding, but like fucked up, made a real awkward moment. It's crazy.
That's a way, way cooler story.
Oh, than just having Smash Mouth perform. For sure, it's a cool story.
The fact that, would just be hilarious. Only a dumb bitch would be like, he ruined my fucking wedding. No, it's hilarious. Dude, the lead singer from Smash Mouth so just kept singing All Star Hammered over and over again and then did a fucking belly fucking flop into the cake. That's way better.
He kept cursing like a lot. It was just like weird. Whatever he was doing, it was weird to them. And they tried to get him to stop, and he wouldn't leave. And I think he ultimately did a mic drop and walked off, which is funny. But he, I saw a video of it. It's crazy. But it's another one. It's like a guy probably can't, he has to get hammered like that because he's like, I'm playing a fucking wedding. You know what I mean? Like, I'm playing a goddamn wedding. Like, yeah, it's people sometimes. That's why I like to get, like, become these cunts. Eve 6, 311, dildos. Really, I should say the lead singer of 311, the guy Peanut was our.
Nick Hexum? Or?
Yeah.
The other guy.
If show a picture.
I don't really know which one was which. I just know the one album.
Oh, yeah, it's a guy
with
who's got
the blue.
It's the guy with handsome dude energy.
With the blue blue cover. I did like that album. Like that and No Doubt were two albums that I secretly liked.
No Doubt was pretty out there. It's
this guy?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick Hexum, dude. Fucking crushing pussy, dude. Why would he want to deal with your fucking dumb fucking immature horseshit jokes when he looks like this?
I agree.
He's in a fucking legendary rap alien band.
Oh, they stink. Their music sucks nuts. Although Beautiful Disaster I like.
No, their music is fucking horseshit, dude. It's awful.
I like Beautiful Disaster. I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
But I don't know any of their rap stuff. I don't know, really. What was the song you were doing? Is that whoa?
It was Hive. No.
What's Gamers going?
Oh.
Whoa.
No, I know that one. Then I know what was the other big one? The big down. Light on my sight and my ego becomes
I fuck your child with some wood on my tongue. Be like in, take a breath with my mouth. The juice, I'm gonna swallow my spit. I dream of juice. Have you ever made out in dark hallways?
You're gonna have to leave again.
No, that will always be down.
If I have it in an AU, then just let me do it now.
Yeah,
keep
dude, they
my
blow.
Feet on the ground.
They suck dick, but it is fun.
The clouds.
They suck dick, but it's fun to go, whoa. Amber, just color your energy. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Amber, just color your energy.
I just thought saying, whoa. Yeah, man,
they're a good band. They're a cool group. Just stay away from the fingering jokes.
Dave.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Amber's color of Dave's energy.
Chill, Dave.
Dave, chill. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. What's this picture you teased, Lewis?
Oh, yeah. There's a nude that came out of Kim and Sarah Weinjink.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Released?
Hell yeah. It's fucking real.
Damn. Kim's got a meaty puss.
Hell yeah, dude. Kim's puss.
Her pussy goes up to her belly button almost. Why does she have so much front top slit?
Imagine these are really her friends and we're doing that. But we should get Mark Norman. We should have Mark Norman on to do this bit with him. Be like, look, we have our friends. We have pictures of our friends naked, Mark. No, this was a deep fake that was made and shared in the Gas Digital live chat. That
it's not terrible, except
not terrible.
Sarah's face doesn't match the tone of her body skin at all.
Yeah, they could have done a better job with that. But I will say right now, that's pretty close to what Kim looks like naked. And apparently, Sarah said that's exactly what she looks like naked. So this is deepfakes. I'm not jerking to deepfakes. That's crazy. But if you're going to jerk off to some deepfakes, and if you're simping for the girls in the LOS world, this is a good deep pick.
Yeah, it is. Does it make you uncomfortable, Alex? Because even though it's not her naked, it's sort of her naked.
Well, I sent it to Alex and I went LOL, and Alex was like, that's my best friend, Lewis. Like, I crossed the line.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable to see Kim. I've seen Kim naked before.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Woo! Fuck yeah. Tell us about it.
Slut.
G Mike said nice.
We were talking about it on Broad Topics because it's like when we hang out, it's literally everything that like a fan would hope it would be. Like, we'll change and try on clothes together. And like,
you guys are pissing on each other?
Stuff.
69 between panty changes.
Well, I guess it's not everything.
Okay. Thank you.
We got some pretty creepy fans.
Yeah. You guys go ass to ass between every sentence. That's chill.
No, but I mean.
You guys shoot tennis balls out of each other's pussies at each other?
No, shut the fuck up. Really? Do you do that? You fucking fire up a wiffle ball and Kim fucking wails it?
Kim just works her backhand.
Fucking load. With a
Kim
loaded,
has a wiffle ball bat up her asshole. You shoot wiffle balls at your pussy.
Shut up. For real? That happens?
Get out of town.
And then the Sarah girl tries to catch it in her pussy?
You know what? I take it back. I guess we're not there yet.
So anyway, is this what Broad Topics does? Because it sounds like a pretty
damn, man. Someone should be watching this show. Man, the best show no one's watching, am I right?
Wait, Alex, what were you going to say? You didn't have to leave.
No, just it didn't make me uncomfortable to see the picture. I just wasn't sure if, like, I don't know, you shared it with a big group. So I
like, so Kim, sure
you thought maybe she got hacked and took this picture in her life?
You didn't think it was real.
No, I didn't think it was real. I was just like, whoa, that's a deep fake of my friend to like 10 people in this group.
Right.
I got to tell you, though, the girl they used for Kim, something's up with her pussy. Listen, in the wrong place.
Let me respond to that, Jay, before Kim specifically told me to share it with the Legion of Skanks group. And then when she talked to Sarah, Sarah's like, this picture has to get everywhere. So, they literally told me to talk about it on the podcast. So
you said that, I know them well enough to know that that's definitely true.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking creep, Alex. What is wrong with you? How long have you known me?
It is so weird though, right? Like, it's such a weird thing that, like, when this is fake, it just takes away all of the light. It's like, oh yeah, whatever. But if it was the exact same picture,
oh,
but
dude,
you just knew it was real,
huge. Like,
this is the most fucked up thing ever that we're sharing this. It's just so weird because it's just a psychological thing.
But then it's all like,
yeah, whatever. Who cares?
I mean, that looks like him naked. It's pretty close. Her nipples are darker. I gotta be honest. I gotta tell the world.
Oh, gross.
It's close. Dude,
she's brown.
It's the same place, Dave. Dave, it's the same mentality that makes it go like someone sends you a naked picture and you go, oh, did you take this right now? And they go, no, I had that in the archives. And you're like, oh. Like, it's the same. It doesn't even make sense, the letdown of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, same thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't
this
make
one's
sense.
More...
It doesn't make sense that, like, this isn't like, whoa, dude, that's fucking Kim naked.
No, but this is like way more profound of a disparity between it being like a thing that would genuinely be like if this was like real and she didn't want it up or something like that, you'd be like, holy shit.
Oh, I think this is
like
a crime.
So fucked.
I think this would actually be a crime.
If this was fake, it's just,
if this was real, I would tell Kim to stop fucking so many black guys because it's opened her pussy up to her fucking belly button.
Well, that's the part that's most realistic.
He goes, they got everything, the tits, the baggy snatch, just the nipple colors off.
Yeah.
But shout out to these deep fakers. In fact, guys, send us your deep fakes of us naked, our staff, me, Dave, Jay, other women.
They had
one
already. They said they had a me already.
Deep fakes.
Bobby Hutch said that. But then he died again.
We'll share the best deep fakes on the show. Put titties on Alex. Give Alex a nice set of tits.
What's that, a deep fake then?
No, we got to look like Alex.
It's just an all out fake. Might as well put you on fucking a naked. Fucking Lois Griffin body at that point.
Oh, doesn't yeah. Here's matter. A picture of Alex naked. Turns out she's 7'5".
Yeah. Mm. And I think some sort of dark Hispanic.
Just throw Alex's head on a 2x4.
Yeah. Just do the deep fake and put her on a face of like a Naomi Campbell or something. Just put Alex's face on that.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is really one of the best sponsors of our show, of the network, of Skankfest, of just our brand of comedy. And that is, of course, Yo Kratom. Check them out at YoKratom.com, where you can get yourself a $60 kilo, the world's best value in Kratom, shipped right to your door, no questions asked. If you've never heard of Kratom before, just ignore this ad. We're not talking to you. Don't hear this and go try Kratom. But if you're currently a fan of Kratom, then wake the fuck up. Go over to YoKratom.com. Celebrate
hey,
your freedom.
Dave, I'm chopping up. I have a kilo. I brought a kilo of Kratom with me down here in North Carolina. I'm chopping it up with some baby laxative. I'm going to move that, flip it, turn it into $120. And I'll tell you, just like that, I'm moving and I'm shaking. Before you know it, you guys will all be working for me. I'm the king of the world, baby.
Jay fell asleep 5 minutes later and didn't do any of this.
I'm putting a gummer on right now.
Sorry, Jay. That's a pretty good plan, but I think YoKratom.com is going to put you out of business because everyone knows now you can just go get a $60 kilo right from them, and it ships right to your door, no questions asked.
Jay's asleep.
All right, everybody. I don't want to wake up Jay. Go to YoKratom.com and get yourself a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the show.
What's going on with this baller skank contest? Like, what I happened won. With the guy? What's the date of this fucking thing? Jay, didn't we decide a date?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you. Couldn't be. Then who?
Then who?
Dave put the cookie in the cookie jar.
There was a date we said, but it didn't work.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies.
We're going to do the skank baller party by the pool in the winter.
What's your favorite cookie? What's your favorite cookie?
You asking Dave?
Me? My favorite? I mean, I'd say like just like a specific brand or just like what kind?
Any type of cookie. You name a cookie.
The old chocolate chip.
Like a homemade chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip cookie is just the best. Like a good one, the best.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite store cookie?
I probably those what's the ones that make the chocolate
Tates.
Chips that are like
Tates.
Tates. That's probably Tates. The best.
Outside some people like don't like the crunchy cookie. There's some assholes out there that are like they need a soft bake.
Yes, they're called terrorists.
I'm looking at you, Michael Bisping.
I like a soft cookie also. Depends. It depends. But the Tates are pretty fantastic. I would say there's some old goodies that are pretty great. You know what I had recently? An old thick
cock.
An old thick cock. Just like when cookie. I was young.
Big thick dick.
Just like when I was in my young. Mouth.
No, just the actual M&M filled like Chips Deluxe from Keebler.
They're okay.
Pretty great. Pretty good.
Dude, the Tates, the box of Tates, it's the best. Besides an Oreo, besides an Oreo, the Tate's chocolate chip, even like the whole wheat chocolate chip, they're all, it is the best Dunkin' cookie.
Yeah.
For a glass of milk.
But by the way, the Oreos just, I feel like as an adult, it's just, you feel, they're just pure chemicals. Like you're just eating like,
you're right.
And it just fucks me up too much. They're great, but I just can't. Yeah. Whereas those things, the Tate's, it's like, I think they're like, you know, it's not that.
Sure, Jay, what are you doing?
I'm ordering some Tates.
Yeah, I'm ordering Tates, guys. You guys got me worked up. I'm in a city where a friend is here. A friend lives here, and which is great. I'm excited to see him, but like, it's one of those like I'm trying to find enough hours in the day for everything. So he's like, "Hey, what's the hotel? Head your way." As I'm trying to tell him, like, still doing something.
Yeah, tell him to fucking beat it for the next half hour, and we're good.
Just. Relax.
Fucking be
just
there.
Fucking chill.
Trying to talk about cookies.
Jay's got a friend. Let's call him Hooker.
Yeah. Jay's, let's call him a him, first of all.
Well, first of all, let's get everything right. He said. No, it's my buddy John. You guys know my buddy John. You met him before.
Oh yeah. John. Fucking
John Holly.
Veteran John. Holly John. Is he's out of the Air Force, right?
Army, but no.
Oh, wasn't he a pilot? Oh, is a pilot in the Army?
Helicopter pilot. Yep. Yeah. All right. Good.
Yeah, John's a good dude.
Yeah. So I'm gonna see them next two nights. Yeah. But my favorite cookie, probably all around, is the homemade. But the Oreo actually never fails you. Always good.
No, yeah, an Oreo is a solid Dunkin' cookie. You got a
great dunker. But the real test is, can you do it without milk? And an Oreo is still
it's
pretty great
fine.
Without milk.
It's fine without milk. No, it's to be honest with you, even a Tate without milk, I'm like, it's just not ideal.
No, a black and white without milk, I can do.
A black and white with a cup of coffee is a goddamn fucking godsend. Let's get real. Some people don't even like black and white cookies.
Ooh, nah, that's a lie. It's a lie. Who doesn't like just slight lemon cake with icing? It's
incredible. It's one
insane.
Of the best.
To say you
cookies.
Don't like it is insane. It's not. It's
how
not
you,
a harsh
how
enough
do you
flavor.
Not love that, like black and white, all staying where they belong, right on the perfect cookie. Hey,
stomping on the yellows.
I've looked. I ain't been able to find just a white cookie. In all the lands. I've been looking for these white cookies. Like, you got white cookies, Augie? Like, no.
We have black and white cookies. Motherfucking Martin Luther King.
I had a dream that one day.
Cookies will be black and white.
Black and white cookies. That is also a very New York thing. I don't think that they sell black and white cookies in other parts of, like, the country.
I think they do now.
Out of there.
I think they do now.
Words out.
But it is a New York thing. But that's like saying at this point a hot dog's a New York thing.
No, like a black and white cookie, like a homemade. I think, yes, you can go to the supermarket in fucking Idaho probably and find a box of black
like
and white cookies.
Like bakeries, you're saying you wouldn't find?
I think you're not going to go and find some homemade black and white cookies. You're not going to find homemade rainbow cookies. It's like an Italian New York.
Rainbow cookie is something grew on me as an adult.
Yes.
Love a rainbow cookie.
I didn't even try them as a kid. I thought that they were made of twigs or fucking shit.
Bob, I was like, what's the pink? Green. Now I don't give a fuck what it is. It's delicious. It's covered in chocolate.
It's incredible. There's jelly in between the slices of whatever the fuck that is. It's incredible.
You dunk that milk, dude. You can't open your fucking jaw for 5 minutes. It turns into fucking cake mud.
Dude, a rainbow cookie is fucking fire. And you're 100% right, dude. As a child, I was like, what is that? Get these old fucking guinea cookies away from me.
Yeah. Hey, lady, take back this fucking whatever this fruitcake. I thought that was fruitcake.
Get this fucking Christmas cookie out of my face.
I thought that's what fruitcake was because it looked like. I'm like, what is the green? What's the green?
What was the.
I still don't know the answer, but it's so good. Particularly the green.
Or what's the other? My grandma used to get these, dude. And I was a fat kid, so I would eat them, but they were just the worst fucking cookies in the world, dude.
The cookies were cookies no matter what. But let me tell you how much I believed I liked that circle tin of Danish.
Oh, I love those. Cookies. To this day, dude, they're all butter ones? Cookies.
Yeah, I like.
Oh, well, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those are good. Those are good. Like,
no, those are good. But you treated those cookies. Like, yeah, but you're treating them like you're eating fucking something. It was like it's really to dip in tea.
They're, you know what I mean? Like, they're grandma cookies. They're fine. I no, the ones that my grandma used to get were an Italian brand of cookies. If you could find an image, try to find these cookies.
Oh, Stella Duro.
Yeah, they were S shaped. Yes, there's an Italian flag. No, forget the that is the Italian flag. Yes, Alex.
Stella Duro is the brand for sure. It's one of those.
Yeah, the cookie was just an S shape.
We used to call them S cookies. So good. Love them.
Are you kidding? You love them.
Love
them. Yeah, you have bland fucking Jewish taste buds.
No. I bet you're thinking
by the way, those
things.
Little ones?
Yes.
Hold on, go back.
Yes.
Go back to the one you were at before, the ones with the little chocolate in the middle.
So good.
Those are so good.
No, my grandma, those were too tasty for my grandma with the chocolate in the middle. My grandma wanted a shitty, dry S cookie. These fucking things suck so much.
No, dude, no, the fudge cookies. You're talking about the fudge cookies, Dave. These, what you're talking about.
That's what I was talking about. The Stella.
I'm talking about these right here.
So
I'm talking about these guinea fucking biscuits.
Those are awful.
They were terrible, but I would eat them. I would eat a whole box of them because I was
just saying, I'll buy them. I still say they're good.
Let me tell you something fun.
Fuck you guys.
My stepfather used to get the Stella Duro Anisette toast, and that's the ones that are like, it's like a hard biscuit. No. It just looks like a, bring up the Anisette toast, you see what it looks like. It's just like it's a biscuit of some sort.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, you dip that, dude, it's like a dry, very kind of hard thing. And then you dip it in milk, and I mean, it sucks up an entire glass like a sponge for milk. It's so, and then you bite into it, and milk bursts out of your mouth. It's so good.
What is this? This sounds incredible.
Anisette toast.
Oh, those things.
No. Show the Stella Duro. Stella Duro ones.
That one. Yeah, you're on those. It right now. Oh, yeah, there.
Yeah, these fucking shitty cookies. They're all the. I know exactly.
Look,
yes,
these are sweeter though, and they do taste. They. I do see what you mean, where they seem shitty for sure, but I'm telling you, Lewis, you dunk it in something.
Yes, I know this. Yes, these are actually. This is what I was thinking about. They suck dick, dude. It was like, it's what they would cut slices of fucking like sandpaper off of. If they told me they made sandpaper out of these cookies, you'd be like, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, Lewis. Did you try dunking it?
No, dude. I didn't have anything to dunk anything in. I was a poor fucking speck.
Oh, yeah. Now, dude, now that you're wealthy.
Choose
now,
between getting the cookie, dude, or the thing to dunk it in.
Now you're what I call milk rich. You should definitely treat yourself. You should definitely treat yourself. Gallon of milk rich. Treat yourself to dunking an Anisette toast. I'm telling you, a glass of milk per toast. That sucks it right up.
And you love it. You love it.
Oh, dude, so
dude, you know what? Monday, guess what we're doing? Fucking Roysford.
Dunkin' Anisette toast?
Oh, we're getting like 10 gallons of milk. We're getting fucking like 50 boxes of these Anisette toasts, and we're giving them out at the show.
Hell, Jason Ellis is going to beat the shit out of you, dude. You're fucking planning a whole thing around chugging milk and eating cookies. You're in trouble.
Milk's fine. Almond milk. We'll make it almond milk.
Hell yeah.
Almond milk. You're back.
Almond milk.
All right. Lewis by decision.
So, all right, we have to talk about this. This is a very Legion of Skanks topic. I saved this for the show specifically. I grew up on the Muppet Babies. I never was a big Muppet fan. Really, really.
I was a huge Muppet fan.
You were a huge Muppet fan. You
yeah,
loved
everyone
it.
Liked the Muppets.
I like Muppet Babies too, though. Yeah.
Muppet Babies was
Muppet.
But that was the cartoon. I was into like the Muppet Show and stuff.
I was never. See, that's the thing. The cartoon Muppet Babies really into. That's where I sort of fell in love with Kurt and Piggy and Scooter and Skeeter and
Kermit.
Kurt
Metzger. Kurt, he was huge.
Kurt Metzger. He's a Kurt.
Miss Piggy.
Kurt looks like Meeker. Meeker, whatever. It is.
He doesn't not look like him. He used to get Bert a lot for his eyebrows. Yeah, Kurt looks like Bert. But he also was like Meeker.
Meeker?
Yeah, what's Meeker, his name? I think it is.
Me. Pull it up, guys. It's a visual podcast. Why not? Just throw some fucking... Why not? So, hold on. Where's he going?
Is your friend here? What happened?
Yeah, just watch you freak out.
What happened?
You just hear a sound. It just, from my perspective, it looked like you just like heard a sound. You got up and you freaked out.
Yeah, I'm laying on a bed. This is like one of those unfriended horrors.
So they've rebooted the Muppet Babies. I don't know if you've known this.
Oh, okay.
Because like, James, he's a little bit too old at this point, but he was watching it a few years ago. Bianca, my niece, watches it. Yeah, they rebooted it, and they made it with, like, now it's, like, the new sort of, like, animation. So it's almost like CGI. You can pull up, like, even, like, a trailer or something from it to show them what the Muppets look like now.
Computer-generated shit.
Yes, it's computer-generated.
Like, is it going to be, like, it's too good? It's, like, too good to be good?
It's a little distracting, but it's good. I mean... Yeah, so yeah, they're kind of computer generated now, but they're cute. They're all who they are still, and it's fucking great. They actually don't have Scooter and Skeeter. That's really them. And they added this penguin bitch, who we don't even know who she is. She's just some fucking penguin bitch.
Fucking penguin. Gonzo's there. That's all that matters.
Gonzo's there. Right. Here is the fucking problem. Herein lies the problem, Big J.
Yeah.
Gonzo
is Jewish.
Hilarious.
Gonzo's Jewish.
On stage now.
You know how Jewish people fucking they have rivalries with chickens and no, Gonzo, I guess recently they made him into a trans character.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Gonzarella. It's like I wrote it. Okay, is this a scene from it? I haven't seen it.
You are. You missed our royal ball.
We met the most amazing princess. But they ran away. And all they left was this.
Hold on.
There's something.
Hold on. Pause it. But they ran away. We met the most amazing princess, but they ran away. They're using they pronouns.
Wow.
They're just confusing people. How many princesses were there?
What? Huh? They ran away. 15 princesses? One. Hold on. This is getting confusing.
We had a princess, but Shim left.
Yeah. There's something I need to tell you. The princess who came to your ball tonight was me. I'm Gonzarella.
Swear to God, Lewis, I thought you were making a joke.
Why didn't Vu tell us?
Because you all expected me to look a certain way. I don't want you to be upset with me, but I don't want to do things just because that's the way they've always been done either. I want to be me.
Oh, Gonzo, we're sorry.
Ew, yo.
You fucking bitch.
Ew, yo.
Don't defame me.
Ew, I had this dude on my sheets when I was young. Ew, dude. Ew. I was laying on that thing. Ew.
It'd be great if there's at least one of them who's just not accepting of it at all. You go, but Gonzo, that's fucking stupid. Biology is real.
I think the only argument is like, how young do you have to lay this on, like, people? I don't know. I guess it's for the betterment of the kids that feel that way more than, like, people understand.
I think that they've created an entire, like, a category of people who they don't really know what they're feeling. It's nothing to do with their gender or anything. It's about identity. Right. And I think that they created this thing where they're normalizing it. So now people are going like, oh, I'm trans. And they do it at a very, very, very young age when people are very confused. A lot of kids don't know what they are. So this is what happens. Kids join cliques. They join clubs.
Yes.
They fucking dress a certain way. They're trying to figure out who they are, but they've sort of created, they've normalized it. And I'm not saying being trans is wrong at all. I'm just saying to normalize it when it's not really, I don't think it's as common of a thing as they're sort of making it.
Yes, you shouldn't. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
No,
please. You shouldn't be dicks to people. And it's good to teach kids not to be an asshole and all of that. But it is so. One Lauren's good friend said she's got a girl like around James' age, and she was saying like, there's two trans kids in their class, and so you could kind of look at that one.
What are the odds of that?
Well, you could kind of look at it one of two ways, which is like, these were trans people, and just decades ago they would have just pretended not to be, or something like that. Like when we were kids, or what I kind of lean toward more is that you've kind of created this. And kind of by pushing it on kids are kind of like,
you see it with like celebrities who are like, they you know, it's like a big subject for them. There's a couple celebrities where like they were super into to like trans rights and super into being liberal, and then they adopt a kid and like, oh, all of a sudden their 4-year-old is now trans. But like,
come on,
do you just happen to find the one? Like, come on,
I really don't buy this. And then if you are pushing it on them, and this isn't an organic thing, that's pretty borderline child abuse to like start pushing
it.
Not even
borderline, it is child abuse.
Yeah, like so.
I was gonna go zing footballs at my daughter until she's a guy.
You tried. I was
gonna peg her in the chest with footballs.
Didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
No, that's bizarre, man. Again, to have kids worrying about that at that age is so bizarre too. That's what I mean. Like, it's more just like, I don't know. I guess as I get it, like I said, it's good to teach kids not to be dicks to people at all.
I think there's a way to do that.
There's got
to
be a number. There's got to be a number on people who went through very young dressing like a girl and then realizing they're just gay and dressing like a guy again. There's got to be a lot.
I think very, very often that they just want to dress like a girl when they're a little kid, because my sister dressed me up in girls' clothes. I could have taken
it. Sure, she did it.
Yeah, it was your sister. She really pushed it on you.
Yeah, my sister used to.
Every time she left the house, it would be forced upon me.
My sister used to put batteries into her ass, into my own ass.
Were they Duracell? They're the longest lasting.
Well, I couldn't get a D up there.
Oh, man. If anything requires a D battery, it requires 6D batteries. Why is that the case?
I fucking get a couple A batteries up there, shoot them out, we're all good. But yeah, anyway, Gonzo is now Gonzarella.
Across the board.
I think so.
So he's just identifying as a princess?
I guess.
Well, if you want to get laid with that beak, you better be a fucking princess. You know what I mean? Come on now. Come on now with it. That's fucking bizarre. That really is bizarre.
Yeah, it's just I hate to like, you know, what it's I don't care enough about these issues like, and it's like to like, I'm not gonna like fight it tooth and nail. It's like it's
at
just
all.
It's just a bizarre thing. Like, I just feel like it's like, why is this why are there any sort of like
well, it's like I wouldn't want my kids to be taught that like there's no such thing as trans people, if that makes sense.
Of course.
I wouldn't want them to be taught that, like, they're like, look, there's a lot of people out there who claim to be trans, but that's bullshit. Like, biology is real and you can't. It's like, how about we just don't teach them any of this shit and let them just grow up thinking about issues of sexual identity? I don't know.
Why does sexual identity take part in Muppets that are not, they're not even human?
Well, I guess they're going to say that it's not sexual identity, it's gender identity. It's not about nothing with sexuality, but, you know, I don't know. Like,
it is
in gender is sort of defined by sexuality in a weird way. We have our genders specifically to procreate. And
well,
like,
it also, the thing that's so ridiculous about that whole game is that you're like, look, when all of us for all of history, when you say man and woman, you could say you're referring to gender, but like, no, there's something that we mean by those words, which are very related to biology. Again, like, I don't care. Anyone could live however the fuck they want to live. I won't be a dick to them. I'll call them what they want to be called. But yeah, I don't fucking want my kids.
I don't like
that.
I don't show my daughter Muppet Baby because I don't want her thinking about a frog fucking a pig. Could you imagine that happening in real life? Could you imagine how much would you accept it if you saw an actual frog fucking an actual pig? I don't think you would.
I mean, look, it's where we're going to be in 20 years.
Oh, here comes Nostra Lewis.
No,
well, I don't think the pendulum's swinging back. I don't. They might even add a little bit, but I don't think it's swinging back. I think
It's not swinging back. In 20 years, it's going to be they will be the norm. Like, to say they instead of he or her. Oh, yes. Yes.
Maybe.
It'll be the norm, and people will be shamed into you'll be a Nazi or a Trump supporter, whatever that version of that is in 20 years, if you don't use it. So people will just eventually go, oh, I'm not going to fight this fucking fight. Like, it's almost like it's exhausting even for me, like, to just start to fight these fights sometimes. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, fine. Who cares anymore? Like, I'm not even like, I can't like, I just don't care enough about these like social issues. And I'm somebody who like, I don't know, like I look at certain things that, you know,
I don't know.
I don't see society fighting this fight anymore. I think in 20 years, everyone will be saying they instead of he or her.
I got a thing from a trans person the other day or last weekend that was like a whole, like, it was
AIDS.
AIDS. No, demanding I take down a clip of a joke that I said tranny in. And it was like, and it just goes, take this down and apologize right now.
Did you say to her, I know that you're the authority on clips.
Yeah. No. But they go, take
you kind of wish you thought of that, though. It's pretty good.
The mayor of Clips. No. Oh, I didn't realize you're the mayor of Clips. No, but I just said, but she goes, take it down right now is her first message. Take this down right now. I was kicked out of my house for being trans. And I just went, I'm sorry that happened. I was like, that's nothing to do with my joke. That fucking sucks.
I'm not sorry that happened to you. I don't care about you, bitch. Do I know you?
No.
You're not inherently, hold on. You're not inherently a good person because you're fucking trans. You're not inherently a good person because you're fucking gay.
Something bad happened to you.
Sorry, dude. More than likely, if something bad happened to you, you're probably a bad person. That's the reality, dude. That's how people deal with bad. Yeah. Most of the time, bad people deal with bad shit happening to them in fucking bad ways. They don't turn it into something fucking positive and fucking sweet.
Listen.
Jay's.
I don't know if I agree with you that you're a bad person if you got kicked out of your house for being trans, but to like weaponize your own personal fucked up thing that happened to now say, this happened to me, therefore you are bad and must do this, that's fucking bullshit. Like, I don't care, dude. You just can't fucking do that.
There he is.
There I am. I don't know what happened.
Nope.
Oh, goodbye. All right. Hey.
Hey. Oh, hey. Oh. And he's gone.
That trans person shut Jay down.
Wow, dude.
It's over.
Take this down right now.
Your life. Such a weird. I just can't imagine like the entitlement to all demanding right. Something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, they told you to take this down right now, and then what happened?
I just wrote me and you. I think say the same thing, Lewis. We just have different tones. I try to like kill him with the kindness and like how I think it makes him feel like more ridiculous. So I'm just like, sorry that happened to you. I'm not. It doesn't really relate to my joke at all. I'm not taking it down. But I was like, I wish. Hopefully, you and your parents get their head out of their ass or whatever. Just like kind of like a kind word. Just like they're angry at something, which I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure.
Your parents get their head out of their ass and you get your dick out of your pussy or whatever.
You do. Yeah, whatever you things do.
I don't know exactly what the procedure is, but if you could take your balls out of your clit, it would be nice.
Yeah, I wrote, but I mean, it wasn't like
untie a knot. You know what I mean? There got to be a way.
It wasn't like a diatribe. I was like, a joke's for people who want to laugh at everything or whatever. I go, but that sucks. And then she wrote back like, oh, so you're just catering to transphobic audiences. And nothing. And then it's just like, all right, that's like, it's like, okay. I think I already said the thing. You know what I mean?
Happened?
Nothing happened. But it's just like she stopped like reaching out. Nothing happened. It's just a matter of like, it's misdirected anger a lot of the times, that kind of shit.
Well, I'm genuinely of the thought, and this is just the way that I grew up, and you know, I grew up really poor, and I grew up with like, you know, with in a very like mixed neighborhood as well. Like jokes about like race, jokes about sexuality, jokes about everything. It sort of just diffused like the bullshit, right? It was the way that
humanizing.
It's the way that like the people that were actually in marginalized groups sort of they took the fucking air out of the, you know. You know, out of the whatever it is, like they just sort of like made everything like you laugh at it. That's what we did. We just laughed at being poor. We laughed at being fucking mixed race. We I was genuinely a victim of racism. There's people in my neighborhood who said fuck the things, but even as a kid, I'd sort of like laughed at it and I found the humor in it. And I just feel like to say that there's protected groups that we can't make jokes about, I think it's truly like segregates them from this incredible thing that we like I do as a career, which is to make fucked up jokes and to make lighthearted of fucked up things. You're almost like taking them like that's the way that I show love. Like I'm not being a hateful person by saying fucked up things. Like that's literally the only way that I know how to fucking create something positive.
Look, it's
out of
this
something.
Or Lewis punches you. So which do you want? You want a fucked up joke or you want
that's
a knuckle sandwich?
Choices. You want a knuckle sandwich?
That's why I'm fighting Jason Ellis, because he's bisexual. I was like, well, dude, I can make some jokes right now or we could fight.
You're just right about it. I also think it's a very, like, it's such a, like, privileged, like, college kid type mentality on things. Like, fucking working class people aren't, like, offended by fucking jokes. It's just, like, go to a fucking, like, any, like, construction site or go hang out with some truckers. Like, no one there is ever, like,
hey, that crossed the line, man. I mean, it was funny, but too far. It's just, this is like what fucking rich kids think.
Imagine like 20 years though, it's also going to be like all construction sites are going to be just woke kids from now.
There's no way.
Oh, it's going to be so boring.
There's just no way.
Dude, you know what I still do? Because I just won't give it up. I still catcall bitches. I mean, I don't completely like throw down a full catcall, but like I give them a look, give them a little whistle once in a while.
Really?
I'm like, damn, what up, girl? I do that.
Little wink and a whistle?
Yeah, dude, a wink and a whistle. Why not?
I don't know.
You know what? They always like it. Every time
That's what a serial catcaller.
If they didn't like it, why would they be running away?
Yeah. They love it. It gets them so excited, their bodies start moving.
But I just do it in a hilarious way. I do it like a cartoon wolf would gaggle. I'm like,
your eyes shoot out of your head.
I pick up my tongue off the floor, throw it over my shoulder.
Yeah, you have to roll it back up. And then your feet move in place for a couple seconds, and then pew.
Yeah, my eyelids are shades. Like, my teeth turn into piano keys.
Auga.
I mean, I'm sure catcalling hasn't stopped in the hood. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been around lately, but I'm sure they're still catcalling.
Oh, yeah, they're catcalling like a motherfucker in the hood. Yeah. That's what I do. I just act a little more hood than I am when I'm catcalling. I'm like, yo, what up, girl? I want some fries with that milkshake. Jay's frozen again. I love the face that he's frozen.
Is it funny when you just like at the moment where you're like, Jay, you would normally add something at this
Jay,
point?
This would be a moment. You know, I set you up pretty nicely there.
Got a riff in mind.
Yeah. And he is dead.
Yeah,
we come back. He's just fucking, his head just blown apart. There's a shotgun next to him.
Blood everywhere.
Whoa.
What happened? Yeah, well.
Well, you know, it was fun when we know each other.
Lewis, I appreciate that you're hanging on to the cat calling. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to allow society and today's standards to dictate
who I am. You can't make Lewis get vaxxed or stop catcalling.
Nope. The only way you get me to get vaxxed is if you have a girl in a short skirt walk into a vaccination
and then
studio.
They lock the door behind you. And she goes, hey,
I can't leave.
Yeah. I'll be showing my ass in the back if anyone wants a vaccine.
Hey. Anyone wants your dick sucked, walk this way with your eyes closed.
I'll tell you what, they're doing the $100 thing. You get a lot more people get vaccinated if you're like hot chick sucking cock for everybody who fucking gets vaccinated.
Wait, $100 to get vaccinated?
Yeah.
They're paying to get vaccinated. Who?
Yeah they moved
I'm
it
paying.
Up from like
Who's a, paying for that?
Yes, we are all paying.
We're all paying for that. I'm paying for that. I'm paying for them to be vaccinated.
Did you freeze again?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
it's just his, it's a dumb face.
No, Davis, not with you. No, you guys.
They're not paying us to be vaccinated. We're paying us to be vaccinated.
Right.
Well, it's more like we're paying others to be
Take
vaccinated.
Back the system. Take back the system.
This is what System of a Down was talking about.
What'd you say?
This is what System of a Down was talking about.
Wake up, dude. System of a Down, I used to hate those in between song rants. Just sing the fucking song.
They were my favorite band about
Tibet.
They might actually still be my favorite band. They were my favorite band forever. I still have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. No clue.
Jesus Christ. Armenian shit.
Armenian genocide, something about, you know, making carpets or something. I don't even know. I'm assuming it's something about, you know,
there's tiny prisons happening and tiny wars all over the tiny countries and the tiny world.
The plight of a knockoff carpet salesman.
Yeah, dude. Fucking figure out how to get through eyebrows before you start fucking talking about politics, you fucking nitwits.
They're trying to build a baton.
All right, buddy, just fucking rock, dude. Stop. Yeah. Stop being all political, dude. It's like Dave Smith.
2.6 billion 2.6 billion people are killed every year. And then the drug war.
Just remember when Dave Smith used to try to talk politics on Legion of Skanks? That's what they're doing. They're injecting politics into metal music.
I was just talking to you guys.
They're injecting politics into metal music. That's what I hear when Dave talks politics to me. I hear just Serge Tankian's voice going,
can't argue. Solid music.
You're just looking at Dave. Dave's just prattling on about something. You're like, wake up! Hook up! Hook up! Hook up! Hook us up! Hook up! Hook up! Table.
Robbie Bernstein. You wanted to. You wanted to.
Lewis just going. Good. I like what Dave's saying. Dave's been great lately.
Since 1969, the American prison system. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm such the opposite person that I was like, where were you going with that about the prison system? 1969. What happened? That sounded interesting.
Oh man, it's so annoying.
It really is like a. It sounds like a libertarian talking. It's all like politics and cocaine.
I like my people. I like Black Sabbath politics, where it's like you don't even know it's political until you learn the lyrics and you're like, oh, I guess, okay. Like War Pigs is a political song, not just the best, not just the best jam.
No way, that's a political song. I hate when they do that, dude.
Super political.
Do not Trojan horse smart shit into my metal music.
Hey, you made me think. It's pretty blatant. There's songs that have messages. Fairies Wear Boots is about guys calling the guys who beat up gay people gay. War Pigs is about sending poor people to war.
I'm Rubber, You're Glue, the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, political messages are always pretty straightforward. Do you know what I mean? It's never like subliminally this is anti-abortion or something.
But no, not System of a Down. That's the problem. It's like, you know, who knows what they're talking about?
Well, he says it so fast in that goddamn cat scratch voice. So, I mean, like, yeah, you're right. I don't know what he saw, but he's like, Armenia, Turkish people came in.
Chill, dude.
Yeah.
You slow down. Can you just fucking chill?
I don't know. I had so many friends.
So also, it's like, you know, you're also like speaking like very poetically. I feel like you should be a little more literal.
Yeah. Also, legitimately, physically, while he sings, usually he's making googly eyes and doing this to his head. Like, you know, so it's like he's almost saying, like, look at this retarded shit I'm saying.
Yeah. Take that, Serge Tankian.
Yeah, he hangs out with Eddie Ift. He's Eddie Ift's buddy.
That's cool.
Yeah, what if we just all walked away? Did we all turn our cameras off on that one? That's pretty chill. They're neighbors or something.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. My friend Eddie Ift told me that.
All right, let's fucking wrap this one. This has been a fun show.
Yeah.
Yes.
In North Cackalack, everybody. We'll catch you guys Monday. No, Monday will be the best of.
Yeah.
Best of Aaron Berg. And then Tuesday you'll get the
brand new show Tuesday night. Alex, what time will be the show Tuesday night? That's not how you say words. Alex, what time will the show be Tuesday night?
Tuesday show, come on, when? Come out. Radio program. Podcast. Alex, podcast time day.
Can we do like 10:30?
Sure. 10:30 p.m. Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sick. So, yes, no that'll be 10:30 on Tuesday.
Whoa.
We'll catch you guys then next time on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.